Well, the draft is coming up. Can you just talk about what your memories are from when you were drafted?
I guess the biggest thing was kind of nerve-wracking. Just sitting there, just waiting and waiting. You go through so much stuff during the process, and it all comes down to a few days where you kind of determine, you know, your fate, and you're stuck in a situation where you really have no control. So as an athlete, it's always tough just sitting there waiting for a phone call.
As the picks go down and down and down, and this team always picks in the bottom, is this where you want to go, or do you say, wait, I want to go to the Patriots? It's the teams that everyone seems to want to play for, but it's always late in the draft, which is less money.
I don't know. I know for myself, when I came out, I just wanted to get drafted. I didn't care what team. You go through so many years of wanting and dreaming about it, and when the day finally comes, you're just happy no matter what team. And, you know, you see guys ecstatic when the worst team in the league picked them first or second, so I don't think guys really care.
Yeah, is that a point of pride for you, though, getting picked in the first round? I mean, you talk about dreaming of being in the NFL one day and getting drafted, but not only did you get drafted, but you got picked in the first round.
Oh, definitely. I mean, my brother was a sixth rounder, and he hears it from me all the time. So I think guys take pride in that, how high they get drafted and all that stuff.
I was going to ask you about that, the rivalry, because you did go much higher.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a really debatable point all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just simple. I told him I was a better college football player than he was, and that's why a team drafted me before him.
Doesn't he have the most recent leverage?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he has all the money leverage right now. So we go back and forth. He picks his battles. I try to pick mine.
At the off-season workout program, we talked to Matthew last week and Rob, and they put heavy emphasis on this program. It may not seem like it, but this is a very important part of the season.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, you talk about to get better individually and then to be able to work together as a team. I think that's what guys really love. You know, we get a little break, and everyone's ecstatic when we come back. You get to catch up with all the guys, and, you know, you're back working out, getting better together. So I think, you know, as far as building a team and each guy getting better individually on their own, and we're able to put it together right here, right now as a team, it's so valuable, and I think we take responsibility, and we take advantage of this time we have together right now.
How happy were you when you saw Aqib come back, Kyle come back, the signing of Adrian Wilson, and that had to good for your spirits in the secondary?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to keep a group of guys together, and, you know, you look at our team from last year, we were able to keep a lot of guys. Guys came back, and then, you know, adding Adrian, I think, will be key for us. Just another guy that's a very good football player. And, you know, I always heard Coach Belichick say, since I've been here, you can never have too many good football players. So this time right now has been cool. We've been able to, you know, have Adrian now, and, you know, he's integrated with us right away, and we're all having fun together and learning together, so it'll be cool.
You spending your time with your head buried in the safety playbook?
I'm just trying to do whatever they tell me to do right now.
It was worth a shot.
How often does the head coach come through there? We see him, you know, press conferences, and they're all the same. But does he wander through the room and talk to his players during the off-season workout program?
Yeah, I mean, coach is always around. I don't know if it's, you know, always, you know, an in-depth conversation, but just, you know, hey, how you doing? It's not, you know, when coach walks around where, you know, we're going to stop and discuss, you know, a couple plays from last year or anything. It's just, you know, he's in there. Sometimes he's working out, and, you know, guys work out. So it's nothing like we haven't had a meeting in the DR locker room or anything.
Why did you make the decision last week to try to raise money for the Boston victims?
I had saw Danny Amendola do it, and I thought, you know, that was a great thing, and I thought it was cool, you know, the concept and the way he thought about doing it. And I think, you know, everyone who experienced that and watched that had to think right away, like, what is something I could do to help? And, you know, once I saw him do that, I kind of just piggybacked off what he was doing and thought it would be a cool idea if I could jump in. And then, you know, seeing Vince do something, I think it's key. And, you know, you're going to see a bunch of guys going down to hospital visits and all that stuff. So I think, like any other human being, just thought of, you know, what's a way I can help? And, you know, I just try to do that.
Is that one of the very cool parts of having some status and being able to give back and know that you can help financially, but also you can help put smiles on these people's faces after a trying time?
No, definitely. I mean, you know, different, you know, sad events like that, you know, just make no sense. And then, you know, even to be able to do other things that you just go out in the community and try to help out. I know, like, me and my brother are doing a 5K walk for sickle cell, and, you know, we went to a hospital visit, and, you know, the kids were ecstatic just for us being there. And that's always cool when you can do something like that and just put, like you said, put smiles on kids' face and just you know, something that you really have no control of. You're a football player, and that makes people happy. And I think to donate your time and do that, I think that's big.
Can you tell us more about the walk?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a very cool experience. We, of course, like twins, we put a different edge to it. We're going to see whoever raises the most money is going to be the winner of our little bet, and whoever loses has to fly to the other one's city, dress up as their mascot, and he has to do a little modeling for the day and sign autographs as a mascot. So we're going to have fun with it. It's going to be in Jersey City on June 9th, and we're going to compete. I want to beat him, not just raise more money. I want to beat him in the race. He got a little advantage last week, and he walked a 5K, so he's getting a step over me, but I'm not worried. I think I'll catch him, and it's going to be a good competition. A lot of people are going to come out, walk, donate, so we can't wait to kind of, this will be our first one, and just get into it and have fun with it.
Needs to be the NFL, the Pat Patriot stuff, or that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think they're T-Rack or something like that, who knows, but yeah, it'll be cool to see Jay come and dress up as Pat Patriot.
Devin, can you just talk about, as an NFL player, current NFL player, what it's like for you to watch the draft and watch potential teammates get picked and guys that might help the team eventually win a ring?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool just to see those guys, and you don't always know much about different guys unless we get a Rutgers guy, then I know them. But other than that, just seeing guys, and like last year I remember seeing Chandler and Hightower and, you know, Alfonso, all those guys, and Tavon. Then when they get here, you just see them as names, and they get here, they turn into like little brothers for you, and you watch them kind of grow and learn everything, and it's cool now. So the draft's always a fun experience to see what kind of kids and what kind of guys you're going to get to work with.
I was talking to Rob last week and a couple of Bruins players, and they said they've attacked a sporting event. This changes everything.
You said they have a what?
They've attacked a sporting event, the terrorists.
Uh-huh.
And that gives, you know, 70,000 people there on a Sunday with good security, but now you don't know any, no one's safe.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no way to explain that, you know. You go about your day-to-day on a huge sporting event like that, and, you know, I remember someone texted me and said, did you see on TV the explosion? I didn't even have the TV on. I was like, what are you talking about? And I turned the TV on. It's just something you can't believe. It was, you know, I think most people describe it as like a movie. And, you know, it's just something that you pray and you wish, you know, you don't have to go through ever again. And you just hope security is there and it helps. But like you said, that was a highly secure place. But, you know, you just hope that people don't do things like that.
Devin, when you were talking before about Adrian Wilson and mentioning like a sort of key, you know, that he's been with you here the last couple of weeks, what has stood out to you just from being around him?
I guess the biggest thing is we call him the Incredible Hulk. So he's a big, strong guy, and I think when you get a guy like that who physically will be a strong player for us, and then his knowledge of the game and how much success he's had in this league, to be able to pass that down to not just, you know, the young guys and rookies that come in, but even a guy like myself who's going into my fourth year, I can still learn so much from him. So having him in the secondary and on the defense to teach different guys and tell them things he's went through, I think will be key for us.
Did you say Incredible Hulk?
Yeah, we call him Hulk.
Who gave him that?
Marquise Cole gave him an Incredible Hulk nickname.
Some people say he reminds him of Rodney. Uh-huh. A bigger defensive back. Would that be about right?
I'm not sure. I mean, I wasn't here with Rodney, so, but, yeah, a physical guy that would go out there and hit you and do all that stuff.
How does having that veteran presence now among the secondary help you guys?
It gives you another leader, another guy who's experienced and has played a lot of football games. And like I said before, you put another good player on the team, and if you have other good players around them, I think it just makes everyone better. And then with him here now being able to work out with us and get better with us and learn the system, it'll make us even that much better.
So you guys have some continuity, of course, in the secondary, but how critical will these next few weeks be of off-season workouts when it comes to building that team camaraderie?
Oh, it's huge. I don't think you don't have any other time to really be able to do this stuff, to come work out, to do different things together, and then have enough free time where we're getting to know each other personally and, you know, going bowling, hanging out at someone's house. So I think this time kind of builds, you know, us as people together as a team. So it's not only just about going out there and discussing X's and O's and playing football, but a time to work out and get to know each other.
How's your shoulder coming along? How's your shoulder coming along?
It's coming along. You know, it's a day-by-day process, just trying to do things, whatever they tell me to do in rehab and trying to get it better, but it's moving along.